Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, February 16th, 2005. 3, 2, 1. International Aid sees overwhelming generosity for tsunami aid. Missionaries are on the ground floor in a values movement happening in the Philippines. And short-term trips are changing people's views on missions and impacting the church. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping today's news, international aid has seen overwhelming generosity by people giving to help with tsunami relief. IA's Dean Agee explains why people have responded so incredibly.
I think that the tsunami hit people on many levels, and the stories of families that were torn apart by the tsunami really caused a desire to engage and help because we could relate on a very human level.
IA is moving from the rescue phase to relief and restoration. It'll be a long-term physical and spiritual effort and working together with local indigenous churches. Agee says IA is in it for the long haul.
Believe that by showing God's love through our work, that will create relationships, and people will ask questions. They'll want to know why we're there. And so we believe that by being faithful to the calling of caring for the least of these, we'll also have an opportunity to fulfill the Great Commission.
Elsewhere, more problems are arising for survivors of the December tsunami in India. Operation Mobilization's Dr. Patrick Raley says while medical care appears to be under control, a recent visit to the southern tip of India reveals psychological trauma is now coming to the surface.
The greatest need ongoing there is counseling. The people are just, in many places, paralyzed with their grief.
Raley says they discovered during their visit to a number of fishing villages that fear takes many forms.
We've got a lot of folks suffering with survivor grief. My family got taken from me and I didn't. Why? Why am I still here? I feel guilt because of that. A lot of sleep issues, scared of the tsunami coming back again.
Because of that, Raley says OM will begin work in two phases. The first is to offer counseling services and to do that while continuing to assist physical needs. The hope is that through the counseling, many people will begin to see hope come through a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Next, there's a values movement going on in the Philippines. It's happening in the schools, and SEND International is helping move the values education program forward. Phil Burns is with SEND.
The government has said it would be great to use the public schools environment to start teaching children, and so that when they come out of that, they've got a much higher standard of values instilled in them. So that's why they've opened the doors and said to a number of people, come in and help take care of this for us.
It's a great opportunity to make a difference, Burns says, and God is working.
We're two-thirds of the way through the initial year's pilot program, and already there have been a number of church-sponsored follow-up programs at which children have come to Christ. Parents have come into the church together with their kids to participate in the programs. So it's not just we think it's going to happen. We're already seeing it happen in a very limited sense while we're just in our development stage.
SEND needs people to be involved through curriculum development, training, funding, and prayer. And a short-term mission project in Europe has team members building up and encouraging churches and then using their service for outreach. Kerry Holmquist is with Greater Europe Mission.
EuroTeam is a ministry of service, and we take individuals from churches in North America to Europe to go on service projects. And some of these projects can be construction or renovation, teaching English, teaching computers, medical outreach, and other forms of service that assist the churches of Europe.
Volunteers use their gifts and talents to help out these churches and in turn serve community members that normally may not enter a church. Holmquist also finds that many who serve on short-term mission trips find it life-changing themselves with a new view on missions.
They come back to pray, they come back to give to missions, get involved in the church, and my big desire is they return to the mission fields that the Lord is sending them to.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those ravaged by war, persecution, and disasters like the tsunami in Asia. SWI's new DVD, Revolution, is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to redeem tragedy to triumph for the gospel. That's Revolution from Strategic World Impact at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.